The Unsinkable Greta James by Jennifer E. Smith is all about grief, forgiveness, and unbreakable familial bonds. I absolutely love this book. This well-written novel is my first exposure to this writer's work. I completely enjoyed reading it and coming to know Greta James, the primary character. Sometimes the story dragged a little, because, you know, character development. However, I love Greta James and her journey in this novel. You will as well, and perhaps have a tissue on hand. Our protagonist Greta James is a successful musician and her second album is soon to be released. Her mom Helen was the biggest fan of her, who would go to her concerts supporting her. Her dad Conrad, being a reasonable man, couldn't encourage his skilled daughter in a profession he felt was excessively uncertain. When suddenly Helen dies, Greta is shattered and puts her career on hold. She got ready to go with her dad on a cruise to Alaska, which was supposed to be a 40th wedding anniversary celebration for her parents. This outing could mean an opportunity for Greta to connect with her dad, who likewise deeply grieves the loss of Helen. Furthermore, maybe the journey could be an opportunity for Greta to heal and return to what she adores, and that is making music. The magnificence and wildness of Alaska, the exercises and the connections, new and old, all conspire to start the healing system over her mom's death, besides that it starts rebuilding her relationship with her dad. Added to the story is the possibility of a romance with a literature teacher whose life is the total inverse of Greta's freewheeling way of life and a connection with a youthful, budding musician that helps Greta to remember her own, deep commitment to her ability and her art. The Unsinkable Greta James by Jennifer E. Smith is a wonderful story of redemption, forgiveness, self-exploration and healing. I like the writer's methodology, which is sensible and sympathetic all through. The dialogue between characters is natural and they are relatable, regardless of whether you have a musical bone in your body.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.